All right, partygoers, welcome back to another amazing episode of Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's, actually, the galaxy's most notorious pop culture podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, betonline.ag, our good friends over at Yes Weekly, and of course, we cannot forget about the best brick-and-mortar comic book stores in North Carolina, that is Sailfish Comics. Three locations, one in Greensboro, right by Best Buy, Winston-Salem, as well as Concord, North Carolina. This is your boy, Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
I'm Kip, a.k.a. Kill a Disciple.
There he is, Kill a Disciple. Rocking the Marvel Comics shirt on a DC episode today.
Because why the hell not?
And as always, there are going to be some spoilers involved. So if you have not watched the new Flash movie or have not had it ruined for you by social media, like a lot of us have. Right. Yeah. God bless you. You must not have social media and you must be a fan of the show. Yeah. We are going to be talking about all things The Flash, likes, dislikes. What was your first reaction after seeing the movie on opening weekend, which, by the way, did not exceed box office expectations
at all?
$55 million, I think, right, they said, brought in.
It was actually lower than Black Adam, and people were giving The Rock a bunch of shit about that. So, I mean, it's not looking good for the DC EU or DC, whatever they're going to call it in the future. DC, yeah. I don't know what it's called, but going forward, that makes me wonder if it's a DC Comics issue or if it's what they've been talking about for years, this comic book movie fatigue. Okay. Is it really setting in?
Right.
Is that really a thing?
Right.
For me, it's not. Like, I'm going to watch everything that they put out, but I think the average viewer may not care as much, or maybe our standards are too high, because what we're doing is we're comparing it to the Marvel movies, which made a shitload of money. Mm-hmm. So now everything that doesn't mm-hmm. reach that $800 million worldwide number is considered a flop. Now, sure. Mind you, we're only talking about a movie that's been out for a week.
Yeah.
You know, and they're already calling it a flop. I'm like, I think that's a bit much to call it a flop after it being out for, I think, well, okay, just what it came out last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
So not even a week. We're talking like 4 days.
True.
4 days.
And when I think about this, though, I think about the, I know it's so unfair to compare this. When in Entourage, when Vinny Chase was coming out with Aquaman, and this was 2005,
James
Cameron's Aquaman. Like, Ari Gold was like, if this makes less than 90 mil, we all need to put a gun against our heads and just stand next to each other. And this was like 2005.
Right. To a lot of people, that's a long time ago, but to us, that's not that long ago.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like,
so, I mean, yeah, I agree. I feel like I honestly thought this was going to do way better.
Right.
Now, I personally do not believe that this is superhero fatigue per se. Mm-hmm. I think this is a lot with, you know, controversy going on with the main actor. Because even when we did the poll this week, you know, I was like, hey, who's going to go see Aquaman who's going to go see The Flash this weekend? It was almost 50-50.
Okay.
And I mean, this is one of, you know, mine, like, it was in my top five of movies to watch this year.
Yeah, period. Same.
I mean, we were, same. You know, as soon as, like, when the hell is pre-sale coming out?
Right.
We got to get in there.
We were on the phone.
Get in there before they're sold out.
Yeah, I was like, I got them.
Yeah. So, I'm very, very shocked that it underperformed. And I think that's a key word, underperformed.
Right.
As much as it did for an opening weekend.
Right.
BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest player reports for this year's pro basketball playoffs. BetOnline is your sports information headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. Basketball, MLB, NHL hockey, right to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino, as well as card games that you can play right from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
But like, when I think of the controversy surrounding Ezra Miller, mm-hmm. how many of just regular moviegoers are even aware of that.
Sure.
Are aware of what, sure. They don't even know his name.
Yeah.
You know, like people that are avid movie watchers like yourself and myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know about it. And there are a lot of fans out there that are just like flat out boycotting the movie because of Ezra Miller's issues, mm-hmm. which I can understand. But at the same time, there's like thousands of other people that are involved in the making of this movie.
Exactly.
It's not fair to them.
No.
You know, like the guy that's just a grip.
Right.
Or whatever.
You right. Know, the production team, the yeah. CGI team.
You know, they put in so much work over like the course of years. And it's unfair that it's being ruined by somebody else's actions. So I wasn't going to be one of those people. I'm just not going to see it because, you know, I'm not going to get on my soapbox. But I don't think that most of the general movie going public is aware of that aspect. So I'm thinking it might be something else. It could just be just the track record of these DC movies.
Yeah.
Which if you look at Black Adam, didn't do well. Shazam 2, yeah. Fury of the Gods, goodness. Did not do well at all. Even beloved movies like...
I was going to say, Quantumania, I don't believe.
Right.
But expectations.
No, it did not. Like, so comic book movies in general are not doing that well. But DC movies specifically have a record of performing poorly in the box. Even like the Suicide Squad, James Gunn's The Suicide Squad.
Very true.
I think that only did like $168 million domestic.
Yeah.
And which that sounds like a lot, but when it's up against a budget of $185,
right.
It lost money.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the worldwide sales were like 300 something million. And then I think it became the most watched movie on streaming services. So, I mean, that's good. You know, it's kind of like being a cult classic where, you know.
It's like a Boondock Saints situation.
Exactly. Where, like, the DVD sales did really, really good. Right. Back in the days of DVDs, young
yes.
people.
Yes. For you young bucks
for you
out
youngsters.
There.
Yeah, when we actually had to go into a Blockbuster.
That's right.
You know, I don't know. I think right now being 4 days out is a bit early to call it a flop, but it looks like it's headed in that direction.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think it could be people are just tired of the same old same. How many movies about the multiverse are we going to watch this year?
This is true.
Like, seriously. I mean,
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. We just saw Across the Spider-Verse, which is awesome. I would say to me, I mean, I know we're not talking about this right. movie, but I gotta shout it out. This movie is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And probably Into
the Spider-Verse was one of my favorite films of the year when it came out.
Right. And we're talking the same year that I think did Endgame come out or was it Infinity War that came out that same year? I feel like it was 2018. So that was Infinity War.
It was, it was Infinity War. Yeah. So, it was just one of the most original and just visually stunning movies. Right.
And then they upped it from that. So it's like, it's just amazing. But, again, like there's so many movies about the multiverse. Like we saw Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. There was actually a Teen Titans movie that I watched last night. Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. I was like, they did the multiverse better than than Quantumania.
Right.
They did it better than Doctor Strange. You know, it's silly. It's a silly movie, but I found it more entertaining, you know.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen.
You know, going past what they did in sales or whatnot, like what was your just overall feeling about the film?
Overall, I enjoyed it. I thought from start to finish, it was entertaining. The action scenes were really, really great. There were some issues with the first couple of action scenes, like we're not doing spoilers.
Oh, no, we're
doing full on spoilers. Okay.
So all spoilers.
The baby shower. The baby shower scene. It was goofy because the babies look like just like cartoons. You know, that was the dog looked like the dog from The Mask. The second one.
Let's not confuse the mask with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, Son of the Mask with Jamie Kennedy. It looked like the dog looked like that. Him like running on top of things and being able to like jump off of them. So we're like, forget gravity, forget physics. We're not doing
that. Forget it all.
He's able to jump off of things that are in midair, mind you.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't mind that so much. It the whole thing was silly, but I think the character, the way the character is played is kind of silly. So I expected that. The part where like Batman, Ben Affleck, Batman is doing the chase. There's a scene where he's grapple. He's using his grappling hook. He's attached to a vehicle, mm-hmm. and he clearly goes through like a big pole. Yeah. And I'm like, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Like
there's the line definitely didn't catch. A couple. Yeah. Like it's like when you're playing the Spider-Man game on PS5, like, I should not have been able to spin my web through this.
Right.
And that's how it was with a couple. It was on the highway. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. I was watching it. I'm like, the back grapple would have been cut off at this point.
Yeah. There were certain scenes. There was one part where I think his foot went through something. I was like, that doesn't make sense. You know, but I mean, other than that, like, I thought the movie was entertaining. I mean, I didn't have high expectations except for the fact that people were coming out of like CinemaCon saying it was the best comic book movie of all time. And they're saying even
James Gunn.
Yeah. Stephen King. And
I'm pretty sure that even Martin Scorsese
said
something. I'm not even exaggerating. I am 99% sure Scorsese was even like, this is a great comic book movie. Wow. And I'm like, Scorsese, Stephen King, James Gunn coming out talking about this movie right now.
Someone needs to check on Oliver Stone, see what he's talking about, because he hates these movies too.
He hates them all. That just came out today.
Yeah. But like, oh, it's more of the same thing. I'm like, how many mob movies did you make? Okay. Yeah, but whatever. Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne is explaining the multiverse. He's like, yeah, I know you've seen movies where, and he's basically describing how the multiverse was described in Endgame. Like, totally, like,
right. Like, but I felt like that was the most simple, broken down version of like how the multiverse works for all of us.
Right. Right. I mean, I was fine with the explanation. I was like, okay, cool. You know, like, I thought that the scenes with Michael Keaton were the strongest parts of the movie.
100%.
It made me want a full on Michael Keaton Batman. I'm like, okay, so let's bring this man back. Even though, like, he was 74 years old or something like that. I don't even know.
Yeah.
But that aside, watching him like perform, I know it's not him. I mean, obviously it's not him performing like, you know, roundhouse kicks and
stunts, you know? Like, but still in integral parts.
Even Chuck Norris wasn't doing his stunts in Walker, Texas Ranger. Let's get that out of the way. All right. And he's like a legend.
Walker, Texas Ranger fans. Yeah. Stop listening to the show. Yeah.
Stop right now. Yeah. He wasn't doing any of those stunts. I'm sorry. But, I mean, I don't care about that. Like the fact that like every kick he threw, I was like, oh, I believe it. Like, I'm here for it. I'm like, yeah, all right. He looked great in the suit. It's just, only thing is, I don't see him as being Tim Burton's Batman. I just feel like it was Michael Keaton playing another version of Batman. I don't feel like this was like a continuation or that was the same universe that we're used to.
And I don't think that was the point either.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that's not what it was because like, he's just like, he's pretty much a shut-in. He's got the long hair.
Yeah.
He looks like the scientist from Independence Day for some reason. looks like he hasn't been outside or anything. Like, he's aware of the stuff that's going on. He's like, oh, he is odd. He's destroying the earth. Yeah, I don't want any parts of this. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Like, but at the same time, too, you see where he's like, I've made Gotham City into, like, one of the safest cities on the planet.
Right.
So you see a lot of these kind of, like, that would be major plot holes taken care of. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't mind that with Michael Keaton at all. You know, on top of my favorite performances, I always love to see Michael Shannon, period, in anything at all whatsoever. Right. Great to see him back as Zod.
I thought it was a little weird, though. So I'm pretty sure he's not in the suit. It looked like they just deep faked his face onto somebody else's body. And that's why he had, like, that visor down the entire time. Like, he,
well, no, because of they, you know, because remember in Man of Steel,
they're not used to the atmosphere. But he got over that real quick.
In the movie. So that's Man of Steel.
Yeah, he got over that real quick.
True. I will say Sasha,
is that Supergirl?
Supergirl.
Mm-hmm.
Her performance, outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Look, I would love to see her come back as Kara Zor-El.
I don't think she will.
No, probably not. But I mean,
but she was.
I thought she did a great job.
Fantastic.
But I got, this is my hater moment. Oh,
goodness. All right.
This is my hater. This one little bit of hate.
Oh man, hey, man, you corny.
It's not even on her. Her performance is fine, but like they could have taken her out of the movie and it wouldn't have mattered. Like she did. I don't feel like she affected the movie at all.
Here's the thing.
Quiet.
This is the first movie we've had superhero focused to where there's not an antagonist except for the person that's actually the protagonist, I guess you could say.
Right.
There's not a true villain in this movie. The only villain, I guess you could say, is time. The Flash is trying to go back to save his mom. And then that's where you see, obviously, different variations. There were a lot of complaints about the hamster wheel scene, as people like to say. Where
The Chrono Bowl.
Yeah. I enjoyed it a lot more than a lot of DC films.
Right.
And I feel like the performances were great.
Right.
And it's a good movie. And I cannot wait to actually watch this again. Like this one to me is a second watch.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I agree.
Completely. Second watch.
I will definitely see it again. It's top tier DC.
Yes.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, as far as everything that we've seen so far, I know there are certain movies that people love, like people really, really liked. Well, now I'm just talking box office numbers, but Aquaman did great. The first Wonder Woman did great.
Yeah. I told you, I literally, like
that's about it.
Big shout out to Jordan Brown. He texted me today. He goes, what do you think about the movie? I said, this movie is better than the one Aquaman film we have and both Wonder Woman movies we have combined.
It is.
This is a solid film. Is it a great film? No. I mean, it's tough to do that nowadays because I think you're right. I mean, I think that we are at the point now, especially after Infinity War and Endgame, in this multiverse thing, and we talked about this on past episodes too. I definitely bitched about it on our Doctor Strange episode because after that movie, I was just over the multiverse.
Right. Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, I feel like this movie did the multiverse justice.
No pun intended.
I'm glad he caught up on that. I'm like, Lee. I'm going to leave that alley-oop up there for him. Lee. But, you know, it's just so cool to just see him in these different elements. Of course, it's great to see Michael Keaton back with the Batmobile, with the Batwing. So that's another reason, and you know, to end the kind of conversations on maybe why this didn't do so well, is because people know this isn't really going to lead to anything else.
Right. There's no stakes at this point. It's like literally anything could happen and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah.
You know,
even though James Gunn has come out and said, you know, this is going to reset the universe.
Right.
Literally anything could have happened in this film and it can reset it. And we just have two more films left. Apparently Blue Beetle, he still has a plan for Blue Beetle.
He's technically the first new character in the version of the DCU or whatever he's calling it. I think the events of that movie are not, but the character himself and the actor playing that character are.
Correct.
We
have that left this year, and then Aquaman, the final one, and then the final Aquaman, and that's going to do it.
That's what I'm saying, like the whole thing with Ezra Miller, where people are boycotting, like these people work hard.
Right.
They work their asses off. They spend a lot of time away from their families.
Yeah.
And because of the actions of one person, you're just going to boycott it. Like that's not fair. Think of those other people that they rely on those box office sales for future jobs.
Yeah.
You know, if something flops, you know, they're like, oh, well, this director of photography, like he worked on, you know, Fury of the Gods. I'm like, well, I mean, you know, he worked on Venom, like, or what's the other Morbius? Like, no, like, come on. They did their job.
You know, and I'm really glad you said that, too, because I don't think people think about it like that.
They don't.
At all, whatsoever. It's just like a lot of people don't think about the writer's strike. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's significant. Like, these are the reasons why we have what we have in terms of entertainment, whether if it's a TV show, whether if it's a movie. We are allowed to enjoy this because of the writers, because of the behind-the-scenes people. Like, they need all the love and credit that they can get. And it is unfortunate. And I'm really, really glad you said that because, to be honest with you, I'm not seeing one thing on social media ever that says, fuck this guy or fuck this person for doing what they did. We need to think about the behind-the-scenes people that have had so much to do with the movie. It's absurd.
Right.
And there's so much to it.
You're talking about people that's been, like, I can't even imagine how many hours out of the day compared to an actor that's standing in front of a green screen that says a few lines, you know,
right.
I'm so mad at you. And then they're like, all right, cut. And then they go back to their trailer.
Right.
You know, but there's people that are up until 4 or 5 in the morning, like editing and going back and like, oh, that's not right.
Yeah.
You know, just the whole continuity, the person that's in charge of continuity. I don't know what that person's called, but like, you know, just
the continuity expert.
Yeah. That guy or person, you know, yeah. like that person, just, yeah. you know, stuff like that. They put in so many hours and yeah. they don't even
production assistants. I mean, the list goes on and on. That this is why when you see their credits rolling, it's not just for shits and giggles.
Right.
It's literally people that are involved with the making of these movies.
Right. And they're like, that's their way of just giving them their flowers. Like, you know, like I'm sure these people come to the movies with their families and just, and some 8-year-old's like, that's my dad right there. That's my mom.
Yep.
You know, that means a lot to them.
100%.
We need to
I work with this gentleman named Joe who works down in Atlanta. He actually works at one of the studios and he was working on a set for Guardians of the Galaxy. So big shout out to Joe. And, you know, his whole thing, not his whole thing. I mean, he obviously does a great job, but he was like, dude, it's so fucking awesome just sitting there at the end of the movie. And then it's like, there it is.
I can imagine. Like,
there's my name.
Yeah. I did that. You know, that's crazy. You know,
And it's 100% true. I mean, these movies, it's like a sports team, but it's just a larger sports team. The championships don't get made with just one person.
These are role players.
Yeah. You
know, they're all role players. They make the whole thing happen.
Yeah.
Without those people, we wouldn't have these movies.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
we just
true.
Have TikTok. That's all we'd have.
Oh, so before we get into that dark aspect of it. So what is your, you know, your corn rating? We go on 5. We go on a 5-coin system. What's your coin rating on this little DC film here?
Okay, so for a comic book movie.
No. You just got to give your overall.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. There we go. Well, that negates the 5. So that there you go. Right. You got 4.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give it a 4 because it's worth. I think that if you like comic book movies and if you were one of those, you know, release a Snyder Cut psychos, if you're one of those, you know, then go see this movie. This is
a really good movie. Mm-hmm. I will say that. You know what I mean? Regardless of what's going on with the main character in this at any other, I enjoyed this more than both Wonder Woman movies. I enjoyed this more than the last Aquaman film. I mean, I would probably, I'm gonna give this a 4, and I know I shut you down on this. I said give me a point in general. I'm gonna give this a 4 in DC films.
Okay, I see.
But in regular films, I'm gonna give it 3.5.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. That's where I was going.
Yeah, I know.
That's
all right.
Where I was going.
Yep. So I didn't mean to do that, but I'm kind of glad I did though.
Okay.
So DC wise, this is a 4.
Yeah, it's a 4.
In regular comic book movies, this is a 3.5, but this is a solid 4 for DC. Jordan Brown has been blowing me up. He's just got back in town. Big shout outs to Orlando and everybody out there in Broken Promises. You know, he's like, should I watch it in theaters? Yes.
Yeah.
You should.
Sure.
You should 1,000%. Watch this in the theaters. You know, again, we are very surprised how underperformed it did, but at the same time, not surprised because of, I do think it's a multitude of things.
Right.
I do think it is comic book movie fatigue. Mm-hmm. I think it's also, well, what's the point? James Gunn is in and he's changing up the whole shit.
Yeah.
And even he's like, well, this is going to kind of reset it. Right. It didn't really reset it.
No, it didn't.
You know what I mean? Let's be honest. No. Are there some cool cameos in there? Yes, there are. I feel like this was one of the multiverse ones where it wasn't overdone with the cameos.
It was real quick.
Yeah.
But like at the same time,
to the point.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it was completely unnecessary because it was supposed to be a Flash movie, but then it turned into like, how many cameos can we throw in? It was like, it was kind of like how the CW did the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yes.
It was kind of like that, but not as extensive. Like there was way more cameos in Crisis on Infinite Earths on CW than in this movie. I'm starting to love it though.
I love it. I love it. So you got like, let's just say average 3.75 for a comic book movie, a solid 4 for a DC movie.
It's worth seeing.
Go see it in the theaters. Do not let this movie fail at the box office. It's not worth it.
Because
just like Kip says, yeah, take care of the, you know, everybody else involved with this film, no matter what you think of Ezra Miller, there are so many people involved with the process. Go to the movie because it is a cinematic adventure.
Right. And also, like, I have to say, like, boycotting a movie, like, whether you're a DC fan or, I know I'm wearing the Marvel shirt, but I still support DC movies.
Right.
Because one, I mean, I grew up on both. I just prefer one over the other. But if you have to understand that people that are making Marvel movies, they're rooting for the people that are making the DC movies.
Because
if you don't see the DC movies, they're going to stop making comic book movies.
Yeah.
You know, we're just not going to get them for another, they'll stop for like 20, 30 years. Then that trend will come back, I guess, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, don't wish any movie to do poorly just because, oh, I'm a Marvel fan. You know, that's immature.
Like, it's just dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's like comic book racism.
Yeah.
Right. If you look at it like, it really now is. We're not pulling for that side over there. Like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, I want to see them all. Give me more.
Exactly. You know? Just give us good quality.
Yeah,
that's all we want. Movies. You know what I mean? And we want to do like top fives on everybody. You know, not just like, oh, what's the shittiest one of this? Yeah, I mean, Kip could not have said it any better. And I mean, that's my motto. If I make it, I want everyone to make it.
Right.
But on behalf of everyone for Zero Dark Nerdy, I'm Brian.
I'm Kip.
And be sure to check us out every week on your favorite podcast platforms, social media outlets, and we'll see you next time.
Peace. So.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.